Welcome to the latest edition of A Cup with Joe. We hope everybody's doing well. We hope everybody had a great Christmas and holiday.
Sup, Cody.
Sup, Cody, as always. Tonight on the podcast, we have with us, of course, the one and only Matthew Lewis. And we have a special guest tonight. He has not been with us since, I think...
The first episode?
First episode.
We've done another one. We did one other, the political.
Oh, yeah.
That is correct.
His most notable one was the first one.
Yes. Yeah. Welcome back to the show, Brian Kittle. It's a pleasure to have you here. How you been, bud?
I've been good. Thanks for having me back.
He's right on cloud nine tonight, too. Tell him why.
As a married man with a family, it's hard for me to have a lot of time to get out with my friends. Tonight, my wife...
divorced you.
She kicked me out of the house. No, she went to her grandma's to have a girls' night, so I got to come out and have a boys' night with my friends. It's a nice change of pace. Nice.
Can I tell the audience how excited Brian was?
Yes.
So he called me yesterday.
Pretty excited.
So excited. Like, I was taking him to Chuck E. Cheese. That's how excited he was. He called me. He's like, hey... Kind of like prefaced it, like, you know, his wife and kids were going to have a sleepover somewhere. He's like, well, I was thinking me and Joe might come bug you. All right, that was call one. Call two was today. Was like, hey, can we get pizza? Can we drink? Can we play video games? Can we play pool? I'm like, yes, Brian, anything you want to do, we can do. He was just so excited. And I'm so excited you're here. It's just so refreshing to have you here and Cody not be here.
Absolutely.
Like a prepubescent boy, like a 14-year-old, I was just excited to have a sleepover with my friends.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And also on the call, he's like, do you care if I stay the night? I'm like, no, dude.
ask your mom if I can stay. Yeah.
I ran it by her.
I mean, we already got plans to have a pillow fight, spin the bottle.
We're going to make a fort in the living room.
Manny's petties.
Yep. Paint each other's nails and... So we got a nice night planned out ahead for us.
But we thought we'd do a podcast in the meantime.
Absolutely.
Things were getting a little butch, so we thought we'd like... I guess we haven't done one since it was before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
So how was your Thanksgiving, Joe?
My Thanksgiving was great. I went to the farmhouse, had a great dinner with the whole family. The famous, my grandmother Lee's homemade stuffing is just the best thing this side of the Mississippi. And
didn't have any.
You missed out.
Didn't have any. Oh, bone to pick later with you, by the way. Keep going.
But no, it's just great to be with family and with everything that's happened this year. It's just a blessing to have your family with you and around you for these holidays. And Thanksgiving was great. Watch the football. Yeah, absolutely.
Solid Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Seen one, you see them all, but it was a good one.
Yeah.
How about you, Brian?
It was great. We went to my wife's grandparents' house for Thanksgiving. Had a fantastic meal. Had their homemade stuffing, best stuffing both sides of the Mississippi.
Both sides.
Wow.
But yeah, it was a good time, you know, just getting together with family. What about you?
It was good. It was different this year because the last couple of years I've hosted it at my house. So this year I went to my brother and new sister-in-law's apartment. And it was interesting because before the turkey was done, like they have that popper in the turkey that pop like a bag. Stove lost power, which did not go over well with the... She was like, this is why I want a house. My mom's like, well, it could still happen if you had a house, Kara. So tensions were high for a minute, but the food was good there. And then I went to Elkland and had a little...
Mother-in-law, daughter-in-law.
No, well, you know Lynn. She said it was like, well, Kara, it could still happen.
Right. No, well, I'm sure Kara was thinking,
Yeah, Lynn, mind your manners, right?
Right.
But no, it was good. And then after that, we went to Elkland and had some good eats and took a solid nap. It was good. It was good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I gotta say one more thing, and this would be the only political thing I will say.
It's been 8 minutes.
I know, but so every Thanksgiving, the family sits down at the table, and I'm the one that always says the Thanksgiving prayer before we eat, and I have a few members of my family that have lost their ways as far as the political ideology and. Trump supporters. And at the end of my prayer, I'd like, please watch over our great president-elect Biden as he brings us out from the past 4 years of
debauchery.
Yeah, you know, I just laid it on. And
you thought that was appropriate?
Yes, it was hilarious, yes.
And then after that, they were probably like, Joe, we're all here because we love and care about you. It wasn't Thanksgiving. This was the intervention, wasn't it?
Nothing like starting a little drama before Thanksgiving dinner, you know?
I want to get back to this.
Stuffing
that you think's better than my Grandma Lee's.
Well, I mean, I've never had your Grandma Lee's stuffing, so it's, you know, I have no basis of comparison, but...
Walk us through it. Like, what sets it apart?
I think it's the sage. You know, put some sage in there. It's all homemade, obviously. Yeah. Me, I'm a stovetop stuffing guy. I'd be fine with that, but...
Disgusting.
Funny story about... I agree with you. I have a question about the sage, but... When quarantine first started, I was working from home when I was still employed, thanks. And I woke up one day at like 9 a.m. and ate stuffing and had a Red Bull for breakfast. It was the highlight of 2020 for me. It was just that dinner.
Doesn't take much to have a highlight in 2020.
No.
It's been a pretty rough year.
But if you're looking for, if anyone needs a last minute highlight, some stuffing and a Red Bull. So the sage that's in this, is this the same sort of sage that they burn to, like, do a...
Probably, yeah. I think it probably is. Yeah.
I didn't know it was a seasoning.
Yeah, sage is seasoning, yeah.
Good stuff. I made a homemade mac and cheese, put a little Gouda in there for the first time.
Love Gouda.
Totally messed up the mac and cheese.
How did it mess it up?
Well, it wasn't the Gouda that did it. It was me. The roux that I made was not quite...
His mac and cheese got roux.
Oh, yeah, I was making a roux, yeah. You got to make a roux if you're making a mac and cheese, so...
Can't even spell roux. R-U-E?
Huh?
R-U-E?
Sure.
Is that how you spell it?
I don't know.
You start with like a silent letter in the beginning, like...
R-U-H-R-P-L-O. But yeah, I like making homemade mac and cheese. It just didn't... I don't know, I did something wrong this time. I messed it up, so... It was edible, but it wasn't great.
Been there.
I have been experimenting, you know, with being unemployed currently, all the quarantine stuff. I've been trying a lot of new recipes, trying to expand our, you know, you get into a funk where you have like 10 different meals that you constantly cycle through. So I've been trying to expand out, you know, I've been making a homemade beef stroganoff, getting into the Instapot, doing some stuff in the Instapot, so... some of it comes out good. Some of it comes out a little shaky. But just trying to expand. I do a lot of the cooking in the house. I like to cook. I'm a fat guy, so obviously I like to eat. So I'm just trying to expand my repertoire.
Right. Nice.
How about your stuffing, Joe? What sets it apart? So he already has the west side of the Mississippi conquered because you didn't claim that territory.
Right.
So now it's a battle.
The only contested area. Is east of
is this side of the Mississippi,
which there's a lot more country on the west side.
There's no way to really explain it, and you have to eat it. I mean, you take the.
I don't need the recipe. Just tell me what sets it apart. Is there sage or no?
Yes, there's sage. Yes, there's a bunch of seasonings.
Pretty common.
But it's the homemade stuffing. Maybe it's not a lost, but I think it's a lost art, or not a lot of people make homemade stuffing anymore.
You're right. Yeah.
You know?
My grandmother made Polish stuffing, which I was a huge fan of, that involved getting out the old, like, old-timey, like, 1930s meat grinder and grinding up ham. There were pickles in it. Polish food's pretty good. Like, yeah, that's underrated. Yeah. Like... Yeah. Pierogies, blood sausage, all that stuff. Not a lot of people get to experience it. They buy the boxed pierogies from the store and hot garbage.
Yeah.
Hot garbage. Compared to fresh homemade,
absolutely.
Not comparable.
See, I don't mind hot garbage because I guess it is true. They say, like, you are what you eat.
Right.
I'm hot garbage.
Yeah.
But I haven't had a good pierogi in a long time.
I can make you some homemade pierogies.
Well, don't talk about it, be about it. I got a kitchen.
Well, it takes about 6 hours for me to get into it. Making the dough is the hardest part.
I don't have a bedtime.
I like mine with just cheese, no potatoes or anything. So,
I didn't know that was an option. I thought that was a thing in pierogies. They had to have potatoes.
No. Little dill, little farmer's cheese. Maybe some ricotta. Fried up with some onions.
So this brings me into what's... You guys good to segue into Christmas?
Absolutely.
Sure.
And can I just tell you why I'm pissed at you, Joe?
I didn't know you were, but sure.
Well, I mean, I've hit it well. I mean, I can coexist with you, but I can still be mad. You've been talking to me about side pork for the better part of a decade, and I have yet to experience it. And it's like a tradition for you for Christmas, side pork.
That is completely my fault. So every...
apology accepted, by the way. Thank you for just owning up
to it. Yes, I am. Yeah, you fucked up. I do apologize, because I said it Christmas morning. I said, I got to save a piece of side pork to take back to Matt Lewis. And when I left, I completely forgot about it. But yeah, Christmas morning we go to the G side of the family and we have Christmas breakfast and pancakes, eggs, sausage, bacon, home fries, and side pork.
For clarification for the audience, the G side is spelled G-E-E, not like the G side, like the homie side, right?
Correct.
G-E-E. I'm asking because I don't know.
Like G.
G-E-E. Yes.
All right.
And I mean, side... If you're a bacon lover, side pork is bacon on steroids. It is.
Oh God!
I
just wanted the apology. So
yes, I do apologize, but it amazes me that you guys didn't know what side pork is. It's just so goddamn good.
So I'm gonna respectfully disagree. I have not been exposed to a lot of side pork, but the side pork that I've been exposed to is very similar to bacon, but it hasn't been smoked. Correct? Is that very similar cut of meat? It's like bacon, but not smoked, correct?
It's smoked more than bacon.
More than bacon. Okay, so the side pork that I've had has been like raw, like unsmoked side pork. So I haven't experienced the full... gambit of flavor that you get from the...
Why are you looking at your watch? See if you guys make some?
No, I was going to think about calling my mother to see if I got that right. It's one or the other. Side pork is either less smoked than bacon or more smoked than bacon. I believe it's... What did I just say? More?
You said a lot.
See, what I've had... Like, I've actually bought some from the local Big M side pork and... Sorry. Hitting the Google here. Uh-huh. And what I had, I didn't think was as good as like standard bacon.
I haven't had
the right way.
Yeah.
So is it bacon, like the cut of it is bacon? Or I'm thinking of prime rib for some reason.
It looks just like bacon.
It does. I mean, it's thicker. It's a smaller strip. Like a strip of side pork might be like that long.
Okay. Is it girthy?
Yeah, it's thicker than bacon, maybe an inch, if half an inch, maybe. It's thicker than bacon.
Gotcha.
And it's just...
Good.
It's delicious. And I do apologize.
So I don't know if you remember this or not, but I came over to Joe's apartment on Christmas night to hang out with Cody and Joe. And you were like, oh my God, I forgot to get this. So you called a family member. Still haven't seen... Now it's the 28th. Almost the 29th. It's the 29th right now. And I have not seen 1 ounce of side pork.
I didn't call a family member about the side pork.
Yeah, you did.
No.
But you texted them on that day. Yes, you did. Because you brought it up to me. Maybe you were just texting my mom about Cody. I bet that's what it was.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, side pork aside, how was your Christmas?
Christmas was great. It was different this year because of, I'll just say because of COVID. I won't get into the drama details.
Well, and rehab. Tough to be in Christmas at rehab.
But it was different than normal. This is the first year in 28 years that I did not play Santa for... one side or the other of my family. I've done that since I can remember for my younger cousins and everything. And because of COVID and things, the one side of the family didn't get together like we normally do on Christmas Eve, and so there was no need to play Santa this year, and it's something different. I've always done. Yeah. And but other than that, you know, it was great. Family got together on the other side of the family, and it was good, you know.
Brian, you have a very, very, very young baby, newborn almost.
Well, she's over a year now. She's
yeah, but from like a year to 82 months, it's newborn to me.
Sure.
Like, I don't even know. But
yeah, she's still a baby.
First Christmas?
Well, it's her second Christmas, technically. Yeah. She was born on the 8th, so she had a Christmas last year, but she was
supposed to be born on the 7th.
She was a couple years old, or a couple weeks old, so she wasn't, you know.
So I don't count that one.
Yeah, so this Christmas she actually got it, you know, opening some presents and stuff. I mean, she obviously still doesn't fully grasp the whole holiday season, but it was still great to see her open some, you know, open some papers, see her presents, get excited.
Yeah.
And that's something I'm really looking forward to is renewing the magic of Christmas.
Like, you know, that fun age where they're at.
Right, yeah. I mean, for the next, you know, 10, 12 years, Christmas is going to be a lot more exciting for me than it had been in a while.
Yeah.
You know, because my other daughter, you know, she's a little bit older now. She doesn't really, you know, we're not doing the elf on the shelf anymore. She's not really into Santa anymore. It's more like, you know, she gives us a list of what she wants, and you know, we try to get, you know, get her what she wants to make her happy. But my little Peanut, you know, she's going to be into that age where the magic is still there,
right?
And she's going to, you know, be wanting to put out cookies for Santa and carrots for the reindeer, and that's exciting to me. I'm going to enjoy going through that process
for sure. With her. Like the traditions and stuff.
Right. Yeah,
that you had as a kid. Yeah.
So I got a question. Not having kids
that you know of,
that I know of,
correct?
Correct.
Maybe it doesn't.
For a child that young, do you go all out with like buying the toys, and or do you buy things that she actually needs at that age? Or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean,
she's not going to remember it.
She's not really making a list or anything.
Right.
So, yeah, we bought her a bunch of toys. She absolutely loves bath times. We bought her a bunch of bath toys. We bought her stuff that is developmental. You know, toys that are supposed to help with her development.
Right.
Things like that. We bought her some clothes. But it'll be more the next couple years, probably, that we'll really get into, you know, her making a list.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know.
Like, I guess what I'm getting at is, and I'm sure my thought will change if I ever have a kid, you know, is, you know, why they're that young, they're not going to remember it. They're going to grow out of that in 6 months, whatever. Why waste the money on that particular toy or...
Yeah, I get the... I'd get homegirl diapers and some food.
Well, it's the same reason that you do like a for the first birthday, you do a cake smash. The cake smash isn't for them, per se. It's more for you. And I hate to take like a kind of morbid turn, but it's the same reason that like we have funerals. Funerals aren't for the people that have passed away. They're for the people that are still here. So this first Christmas...
Good analogy.
You know, or this first, you know, second Christmas technically, but... The cake smash for her birthday, all that stuff is for us and our memories. She's not going to remember smashing her first cake for her first birthday. She'll see pictures.
In 20 years, you won't remember it.
I can hardly remember what I do like 2 days later. But you do some of this stuff for the people that are around.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a mix, you know. Like the toys that we buy and stuff, yeah, she might grow out of them in 6-8 months, but... You still don't deny him anything.
No,
you
know what I mean? No, I'm not saying
just because she doesn't know what it is. I agree with you. Just because she doesn't know what it is doesn't mean you don't do it. And I know you're not saying that.
Right.
But you don't want to go too far. There's a fine line probably with toddlers.
We didn't go crazy overboard. This was probably one of the more muted Christmases that we've ever had, which is a combination of a lot of things. You know, COVID has made things difficult on a lot of people. I've been unemployed since the beginning of November. So, like, we didn't go crazy with Christmas this year. We made sure that... You know, my older daughter had everything that she had asked for. We got stuff that we thought the baby would like. We did very little for each other, and that was something we agreed upon. Because at this point, I mean, for me, I don't need anything.
No.
I have everything that I want. I have a beautiful family, an amazing wife who I couldn't live without. Like, she takes care of she's just amazing.
You're telling me.
I don't need the personal stuff. I don't need, like, the presents and stuff anymore.
Right.
So we don't do a lot for each other. I actually feel bad because I wish I could do more for her because I feel like she deserves more. But we don't really have a lot of needs, you know? It's not like...
you don't need stuff anymore.
Right. Like, I'm at the age, I finally hit the age where I get socks and I'm excited. I'm like, oh, I can get rid of my holy socks now. Like, I count on Christmas to, like, replenish my supply for the year. So, as a kid, I would have hated that. But as an adult, it's, you know, I see past the material stuff.
Right.
And it's more about the family stuff. And I really enjoy that. I really love it.
Kai, if you listen to this, I wouldn't mind some bath coupons for next Christmas. Just, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, it was a good Christmas. I haven't been to see my family yet. We're hoping this coming weekend. We were a little worried about weather this past weekend, so we didn't go up. But probably this coming weekend we'll head up, get to see my dad, mom, nice. Sister, et cetera. You know, so that's coming soon. But my family isn't as traditional as my wife's family is. They're very traditional as far as, like, getting together and having big dinners and gift exchanges and stuff. My family is very, it's just very haphazard.
Yeah.
You know, we're not like a tight-knit unit as far as, like, we get together on the holiday and everybody, you know, we have these big meals and stuff. We're very scattered, and that's okay too.
Sure.
But, you know, it means that I do focus a little bit more on her family because they do have those traditions, and
right.
It's a bigger deal for them. For yeah. us, it's for my family that is a little more fractured. And I don't say that in a bad way. I mean, it might sound bad, but, like, we're just not as...
you don't have those, that tradition that, okay, we do this Christmas Eve night.
Right.
We do this Christmas morning. We do this Christmas afternoon.
Right. Yeah. We're just not as tight-knit, you know. We're just a little more scattered. So I'll get up there. I'll get to see my family, and it'll be nice. So we're going to have kind of a second Christmas. So it's coming.
That's awesome.
Matt, how was your Christmas?
It was good. Yeah. Best one I can remember in a long time. Yeah. Super fun. We also dialed it back the entire family-wide this year because we don't have any super little kids. I mean, like, grown up while, like, mentally Cameron's about 2. But but no, we all dialed it way back this year. But it was just fun to be around each other. The audience doesn't know, but my mom does not drink at all. And on Christmas Eve... we were around family, and I gave Mom a Jell-O shot and a fork because I know she's new with that. And so she ate it with a fork, and that was the highlight of my Christmas. But it was fun. No, it was awesome. I felt really bad for my brother because he and his wife gave me a card with, you know, a nice gift in it, and I completely forgot to give my brother his gift. So the entire morning we're opening gifts. I was like, well, that's weird. Cameron didn't say thank you. And then I went into the room where I left the present, and I was like, oh, shit, this is completely on me. So I called him. I'm like, hey, dude, I really did get you a gift, but...
So do you get, like you said, a gift for your brother? Do you guys just do one gift, or...?
Before he was married, him and I would always exchange gifts Christmas Eve, and it would always just be one gift and, like, a card. This year, him and I talked separately and just set a limit, you know, so I got him a present. He gave me a card, you know, that meant, you know...
Right.
It all worked itself out, but yeah, no, it was really good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, I will say, I think a lot of people would agree that this has been a hard year for a lot of people in a lot of different ways.
Absolutely.
My family personally has experienced some tragedy. It's been a tough year, but it's also kind of pointed out what we have to be thankful for. We've lost some loved ones this year. A cousin who, unfortunately, I've not kept in contact with as we've gotten older, but when we were younger, we were like brothers. We were together all the time. Got into a bad car accident a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I didn't know.
And he's been struggling a lot of surgery. I mean,
man,
it's not life threatening at this point, but he's got a lot of recovery to come. Like I said, there's been some losses in our family. As tragic as that is, it does make you appreciate the things that you have.
Just puts things into perspective.
Right.
2020 sucked for everybody.
Yeah.
It's what's important and what's not.
Yeah.
You know.
I think a lot of people would agree that this has been
kind of an eye-opening year.
A pretty terrible year.
Yeah.
But maybe for some of us, as bad as it's been, it's also shown us what's important.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah, that's well said.
Having great friends, having our family, appreciating our family, because that's... Honestly, it's very easy to not appreciate your family. My mom, for example, I love my mom. A lot of time when we do talk, we don't talk a lot, but when we do talk, a lot of time it's really quick conversation and off the phone really quick. You start to appreciate, like, you understand that they're not always going to be there. And it makes you think, well, maybe a couple extra minutes. You know, a couple extra minutes on the phone. An extra phone call instead of waiting 3 weeks or four weeks
pick
or
5 weeks.
Pick up the phone and make a call.
Yeah.
Because nothing's promised.
Yeah,
there's nothing promised for tomorrow. So as bad as this year has been, and it has been a pretty terrible year in general, I think of all the things I have to be thankful for.
For sure.
I have my beautiful baby. I've got my awesome older daughter. I have an amazing wife. I have great friends. So for as bad as things have been, I'm very thankful for, probably more thankful. Yes, yep, you two are included as great friends. I'm probably more grateful than I would have been for the things that I do have if this year hadn't been such a struggle.
So, for sure.
Makes you pause and take a look around and to realize what's been right in front of you and what's...
Sort of calibrates you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Puts things into perspective.
Good word.
Yeah,
it's a great way of putting it into perspective.
Absolutely. So. We will take a break and we will be right back
I don't know if a break's needed.
Okay.
It seems like a really good spot to end it there.
Okay.
We wish everyone, unless you guys have other thoughts afterwards, but I don't have much more to say other than I hope everyone keeps that mentality that Brian just had moving into 2021.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All the best to everyone out there. Yes. Hopefully
for a better 2021.
Yeah. I don't want to come back from break and only have 2 minutes to talk. So I think Brian wrapped it up really well.
I think we keep positive thoughts
for
the future and just be appreciative of what we have. And
thank you for being on this tonight.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, thanks for having me. I always love being a part of it.
Yeah,
I feel like I'd be a little repetitious sometimes on some of the previous podcasts, but
no, man.
So, who's your favorite? Never mind, I won't go into that.
Yeah, we'll talk to you.
We thank you for joining us.
Stay safe, everybody.
Ta
ta.